This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Bigger issues to fry. Okay, great. I'm glad you asked. I think that regardless of what you think of WikiLeaks, I think from Trump's point of view, the problem with WikiLeaks and the problem with the O'Keefe stuff, which I think is terrific, very powerful, is they come too late in the game for him to make political hay.
It wouldn't be too late if the mainstream media covered it, but they don't.
True, Steve, but just imagine if this had happened after the Chicago riot, which I covered. Imagine if they had that information then, that this was a Democrat-engineered act of violence.
You think the die's been cast?
I think that with 19 days to go, it's too late to that information to get it soaked into the body politic. I think it is too late.
Yeah.
But I also want to say, I just want to make this one point. And we as Republicans cannot ignore this. WikiLeaks, and again, I'm separating the information, which I think is absolutely usable and fair game.
Quickly.
This is a Russian engineered espionage action against America, against all of us, and as Marco Rubio, and the reason I endorsed him last night, the way he legitimately pointed out, this time the Russians are going after the Democrats, next time it'll be the Republicans. We can't have Putin engineering the result of our election. This is absolutely appalling.
I think
all Americans
Trump
should be
said
outraged.
Something to that effect as well.
But you got to say with that kind of fervor, you've got to be very clear.
But he doesn't know if the Russians did it.
The Russians did it. Because 17 of our intelligence agencies say they did it.
Right.
They did it.
That was Geraldo's opinion.
That's
Sarah Palin right after the break.
Yeah, I think didn't they have 17 people say that there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq as well? They're saying that the Russians did this, but and if they did and they're interfering, then they're really not doing a very good job here with WikiLeaks, because to Geraldo's point, I mean, look at the differential here. The Democrats have orchestrated the release of this information on Trump perfectly, just as they did with Bernie and others along the way. And what we're starting to find out, I mean, the tentacles that are in the body politic are ugly, and they are massive and well orchestrated. I mean, to the point of, Donna Brazile giving information, quote unquote, to a candidate. The stuff that came up about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is a culture. This is a systemic issue that they have gotten this machinery down, and they've timed it out perfectly. You know, it's kind of like what you and I were talking about just a moment again, Scott, is that, look, at of the 17 people, I mean, I look at the 17 candidates that they started out with, the Republicans started. I mean, these were all brilliant men, women, a woman, and brilliant. I mean, they knew their stuff, and Donald Trump was the outsider there. And, and it was interesting how the media backed Trump, gave him, I guess the number was something like $2 billion. I've heard as much as $4 billion in-kind promotion. And I think that was orchestrated because they looked out over and said, hey, we don't want to go against Kasich. We don't need these Cruz. It's too problematic. I mean, they had already forecasted. They're not stupid. They knew going in, look, if we could pick who we wanted, it would be Donald Trump. And this came out in polling. Others, tried to talk about this, whether it was Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or John Kasich, on and on, that that's what they wanted. They were actually more afraid of Ben Carson as well,
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They're not stupid, but the issue is that they want us to be.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, how else do you... Why does it take outside interference or somebody blowing a whistle for us to find out what our government's
right.
doing? Why?
Well,
why?
Well, because
I pay for it.
Because our government's doing a lot of it. That's why, and they're well, they're well oiled, and how to keep us in the dark and treating us like mushrooms. So thank goodness for this James O'Keefe tape, you know, which is kind of interesting. You know, it was illegal, and you got the Russians involved. Well, is the stuff true? You know, and this is what this is all pointing to, and this is why Donald Trump and others are getting so frustrated. But you got to go beyond the frustration, because you know what, the game is still on. You got 18 days. Make it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Going to realize anything like the America we grew up with, we got to get back on track. 7 out of 10 agree. This is not our father's America, and if we need to do something about it, ladies and gentlemen, all hands are required. Grassroots movement. We've got to turn this thing upside down. The elites have us exactly where they want us. They're very happy with their positions. They're doing well. We're the ones that are scrambling. They were exonerated from Obamacare. They've got all these exceptions because they're just such deserving and exceptional people is what they tell us. And what do we know? You know, we're busy at the ranch, you know, doing everything we need to do to put food on the table, and they're very well taking advantage of us. But meanwhile, on the upside, you'll note that today is Apple Day. Oh, I like this one. Hey, Scott, International Day of the Nacho. I didn't even know that. That's wonderful. International Day of Strike Up the Mariachis. Why not? And also,
I know a 10-year-old that's super happy about that.
Really?
Nachos are his favorite thing. So.
Well, that's good. Well, let him go long and deep and enjoy himself. International Day of the Nacho. Also, National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. We're going to talk with Maya Warren a little bit later on. Maya, I love Maya. Her background. I mean, you imagine she goes to school. She becomes like a doctor. She's got a PhD in desserts. I mean, you know, she's just amazing lady, and she's.
I have a girlfriend that also has a PhD in desserts. So.
Really, you just got to keep it coming, huh?
It's more like Dr. Dre rather than Dr. You know,
than Dr. Maya Warren, huh? Well, why not? We've got Jennifer Hardline with us. Speaking of some things that are just kind of bizarre, you know, that's happening in our culture, and you know, and it's amazing because our focus right now so much on politics, you know, some of the things, other things that are going on that are just kind of happening. And, have you noticed? I mean, you know, we've got, confusion over bathrooms, gender assignments. I mean, people are now fluid. What was the latest that I heard that, it wasn't fluid? They were pansexual. That's the latest one. Boy, we just are confusing the genders. And to what good, may I ask? Well, Jennifer Hardline, she's a senior contributor to The Stream. She's the proud Army wife and mother of four children. And lest they get confused, Jennifer is staying on course and keeping her eyes focused on the fact that God did really say he really did make them man and woman, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I didn't mean to leave you hanging there
And by the way, I have a PhD in chocolate, so.
You have a PhD in chocolate? Well, good for you. Well, yeah. Wonderful. Well, you know, it's just, I always get a kick out of Maya when we get to talk to her because, you know, I go, how do you tell your parents, you know, after all they're spending all this, you know, $250,000 for you to get to college. Well, actually more than that after, you know, counting the PhD. And they go, well, what are you going to do when you grow up? I'm going to do dessert. You're going to do dessert?
Life is short. Eat dessert first.
Hey, why not? Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. Hey, but let's talk about this stuff. I mean, I know that many of us conservatives look at what's going on with the gender and the confusion, and you go, to what end? To what end is this going on? I mean, now CoverGirl has a new cover boy. I mean, this is what it's come down to.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not so much gender confusion. I really think it's gender obliteration. I mean, the goal here is to abolish, to obliterate what they call the binary human, to obliterate male and female, and to convince enough people that the human person really exists on some sort of spectrum on which everybody can just slide this way and that, up and down, left and right, whatever they feel like on any given day, and that's what you are. Whatever you feel like is what you are. So it's this philosophy of, I feel like I'm this, therefore that's what I am. So objective reality goes out the window. And everything is based on how a person feels.
So we're back to that age-old trap of doing as we darn well please. And historically, when we see that happening, humanity pays a big price. We're heading for a brick wall here, and some of us are saying, you're heading for a brick wall. But people don't want to hear, whether it has to do with the issue of abortion or other cultural issues that have impacted our society today. And it's not, Jennifer, it's not so much that we want to sit there and say, hey, we told you so, because it's not us that's saying this. It's God himself who created us that said, look, this is what I designed you to do. This is where you're going to be fulfilled and happiest.
Right.
And and you've got people going down a dangerous road. So would we not, you know, throw up a flashing light, some word of caution here?
Well, of course, but this is what happens. This is the only thing that can happen when a society rejects God and rejects the idea of absolute truth the way that we have. We have rejected the truth that there is such a thing as objective truth. And so once you jettison that, once you lose that, then nothing has any solid objective foundation anymore. Everything is subjected to people's whims, the trend of the time, what's popular today, and there is no foundation anymore. Mm. And so it's like what St. John Paul II said, freedom. We have a really screwed up idea of freedom in our country today. And he reminded us that freedom is not the license to do anything we please, but rather true freedom is the right to do as we ought.
Yes. Yeah, and that is the difference of ethics versus morality. Morality speaks to the mores and what the trajectory of society sees as what is proper living. And ethics speaks to the integrity, and that's what ought to happen. This is what God designed to be. This is what is intrinsic to our happiness and fulfillment and life on purpose as God has designed us to be. And I think given that option, I would choose life.
Well, absolutely, because the alternative is bleak and hopeless and confusing. I mean, you can't tell me, looking around today, you can't tell me that this new fangled idea that the human person can come in 52 or more different gender varieties, you can't tell me there's hope there, that there's promise and life and hopefulness there. No, it's terribly confused. It's bleak. It's hopeless. There's no certainty there in anything. There's no sure foundation there in anything. Because when you make yourself your own creator, your own inventor, even of the human person. That's bleak.
Mm. Well, I think it's quite arrogant to tell the God who created heaven and earth and all that lives here that, you know, I know better than you. I'll take it from here. Thank you very much. And sometimes it's not even thank you very much, right?
No, yeah, it's quite the opposite. Yeah, there's no thanks there.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Hardline has been with us. She's a senior writer for the stream. Jennifer, thank you so much for your perspective. Appreciate you coming on. This is Bill Martinez live at 15 after.
Your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, and oh, do we have a treat, and I mean a real special treat. She's back with us. I mean, we seem to get together about once a year. We should do it more often, if nothing else, even at a special place that she likes to frequent, Cold Stone Creamery, which we did the other night, by the way, and got a little early taste of some seasonal favorites that we're going to be talking about. You know, it's no surprise that the smell of pumpkin pie is appealing, right? Contains both vanilla and cinnamon, two of the top naturally sensual smells. Now, put that all together in a new flavor of ice cream, and you will have your partner eating out of your ice cream bowl. Trust me, it does happen. In fact, today is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Actually, tomorrow, October 21st, is the official National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. See, I'm so excited about it that I'm even extending the days here, but I should stay on course. October the 21st, that would be tomorrow. This fall, America's premier creamery, Cold Stone Creamery, is offering an enticing lineup of pumpkin cheesecake ice cream, creme brulee ice cream, and the pumpkin cheesecake ice cream pie, ushering in the season and available for a limited time only. And here to tell us all about it is Maya Warren. As you may recall, she came to public awareness as a contestant on the popular CBS television show, The Amazing Race. Warren and her partner beat out 10 other teams to win the entire competition. I think what she did is she probably left bowls of ice cream and treats there and kind of slowed them down a little bit. But that's our little secret. We can talk about that later. In addition to her love for adventure, Maya is a lover of food and holds a Ph.D. in food science from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She's heard me say she's the doctor of food and dessert. I mean, this is absolutely outstanding. Maya Warren, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm wonderful. And you, how did you know the secret of leaving ice cream behind so people would slow everyone else down?
Well, you're a foodie. You've been dessert driven most of your life. I mean, why not leave little treats, right? You know?
Right.
Hey, this is what we appreciate about you, because we need you here to help us enjoy the fun things of life. And, you know, there's something special, you know, about fall spices and flavors that are so appealing. I just love the smell of the spices this time of year, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You and probably about 90% of Americans really do love the smell of fall. And when you, with fall, you associate like cinnamon and vanilla and the pumpkin combined together, the allspice, the nutmeg, a lot of baking goes on in the fall. And those are senses, those trigger your senses and kind of make you think of warm and comforting feelings. Or maybe when you were a kid and you jumped in the leaves, or mm-hmm. you carved a pumpkin, or you went on a hayride. All of those together bring upon such great feelings in us, and it kind of just takes us back to really nostalgic times in our lives. But I absolutely love fall, and I love fall dressing for fall as well mm-hmm. as eating the things that come out in the fall.
Yeah, there's just something special. Maybe because it all leads up to Christmas. I don't know, but certainly just the smell itself, it's just not fair. And, you know, this is why people cannot go on a diet during this time of year, right?
It definitely is harder. It's definitely harder, especially with Thanksgiving coming up right around the corner. But, you know, I say everything in moderation, everything in moderation. So, right. You know, you just went to Cold Stone, and I know you indulged in the pumpkin cheesecake ice cream.
And a little tea, and creme brulee as well. I mean, it was good. Wow.
Yeah, they're great, and you know, it's all in moderation, though. I'm not saying, you know, you should eat it every day, but, you know, why not treat yourself? Everyone deserves a treat every day, if you ask me.
Yeah, says the woman who's surrounded by this stuff all the time. I guess that just by the sheer prevalence of it, it will teach you moderation, no doubt. What is it about the smell of pumpkin spice? I mean, some have likened it to an aphrodisiac, if I can say that, if that's appropriate.
Yeah, you know, and actually, people in various realms of research have looked into this. There's actually something, done studies on it, and it's the smell of the spices that are in the pumpkin. So the addition of the cinnamon, the nutmeg, the vanilla, the allspice, those spices combined with the pumpkin can bring up excitement and energy, and kind of take us to another level in ways kind of like similar, like maybe like kind of like what chocolate would do.
Right.
And with that, and with those, they also bring our senses to places that kind of make us recall special or significant times in our lives, like, mm-hmm. you know, sit around the meal and have Thanksgiving meal with your family, and those right. bring upon special memories and times. And so I'm not telling people to go out and buy cologne that smells like pumpkin spice. I don't think everyone wants to smell that. But, you know, someone baking and having that kind of makes you feel warm and cozy and kind of want to cuddle up with people. And,
exactly.
you know, here at Cold Stone, we're doing things that kind of make people smile all the time. So why not add pumpkin cheesecake to it and make people smile even more?
You know, you bring up a good point. I don't know how you go into Cold Stone and you open up the door and you're depressed. I mean, you know, you're excited. I mean, I watch people going into Cold Stone. I mean, you can see and sense their anticipation. And this is even before they smell, you know, all the good smells there. But it's just, you know, you can't go through the door and be depressed. I think if you're on a bummer kind of day, go to Cold Stone. You'll feel better.
I know, right? Go pick up some ice cream, and it'll literally change your day and change your life, if you ask me. So,
well, you said something too that was kind of important, and that is how smells, you know, kind of bring back memories. Just how powerful smells are to the senses, and how it helps us remember good times. And there's just something about pumpkin pie and good times, or the taste of the pumpkin spice during the season, as you say. Maybe because of, as kids, it reminds us of times in the past with family and good memories and that sort of thing. Because it's like, you know, you just can't, like I said, pumpkin pie in the season and the spices of the season, they're just so well complemented, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh, they're so well complemented. And, you know, who doesn't remember, you know, sitting around, you know, the American traditional Thanksgiving meal and sitting with your family and having something pumpkin?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like something either pumpkin or sweet potato. Those are very common and very much so those nostalgic times. But I think that what we have actually, speaking of pie, what we have this year at Cold Stone, the pumpkin cheesecake ice cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, bear with me for a minute. Imagine, instead of that traditional pumpkin pie, imagine it's still that nice graham cracker crust,
mm-hmm.
and instead of the pie filling, you have pumpkin cheesecake inside of it with whipped cinnamon topping, and you also have caramel drizzle, so it's literally elevating that pie to another level.
Oh, wow.
And it's absolutely delicious.
It's
so
not fair. You're teasing me. You're teasing me because this isn't available until November the 3rd.
I know. But you can still go and get a treat. Go get the pumpkin cheesecake ice cream itself.
Yes.
And you can add a little graham cracker crust in there, and it'll kind of get you
set me up a little bit, huh?
Right.
All right. A couple quick questions because we're running out of time here, as we usually do when we talk about such sweet things. Now, what about incorporating these treats into our seasonal holiday meals?
Definitely. I mean, whether you're going to have like the pie, like we just said, or, you know, maybe you can put a little bit of the ice cream itself with your apple pie, or maybe, you know, that morning joe, that cup of coffee, maybe just dollop some of that pumpkin cheesecake ice cream inside of it. It'll
wow,
kind of change
idea.
The world.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that. Well, you know, we talked before about your dream job at Cold Stone Creamery. I'm always impressed when you've got a PhD in food science here. Come on, you know, this is so much fun for you.
No, it is a blast. I love being the taste master. I love, you know, coming up with new flavors and working with the marketing team and the other people on R&D to, you know, elevate ice cream. And that's basically what we do. We elevate ice cream and not just provide ice cream to the rest of the world, but provide the ultimate ice cream experience, which is what Cold Stone is known for. And we've got like 1,500 locations all across the world. So we must be doing something right, right?
Well, congratulations. That is awesome. Real quick here, we got 10 seconds left. Maya, where can our listeners go and find more information?
Go to www.coldstonecreamery.com and look up locations near you and enjoy the heck out of pumpkin.
Well, Maya, have yourself a great holiday season. We're going to enjoy all the pumpkin spice flavors that Cold Stone Creamery is setting out for us. And now you've teased me. I can't wait now until November the 3rd. But again, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day, Maya.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill. You as well.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company. In better days for people around the world. For Kellogg Company, That means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you live and fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, to just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, early results from the final debate are in, and Donald Trump remains barely ahead of Hillary Clinton in the White House watch. This according to Rasmussen. National's telephone and online survey of likely U.S. voters finds Trump with a 43 to 41% lead over his Democratic rival. 5% favor Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, while Green Party nominee Jill Stein earns 3% support. Another 3% like some other candidate, and 5% are undecided. Yesterday, Trump was ahead by 3. The lead has been shifting back and forth since late last week, and that's, from what I understand, is what we can pretty much expect. And Coach Collins will be here to break it down even further for us. Of course, Coach, you want to go to his website, coachesteam.com, for all the information. Holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. Retired New York City police officer, member of American Mensa, and the NYCPD Honored Legion. Coach, how we doing?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well. But that was a pretty succinct description of where we are. I wouldn't get worried about a one-point fluctuation at this point. But you have to remember that on Wednesday morning, a on CNN a Clinton campaign operative said, and I'll quote, "In the next 3 weeks, we expect the polls to tighten significantly."
Mm-hmm.
Oh?
Yeah.
But why?
Yes.
Would they tighten significantly? The media is telling us that Hillary Clinton won this election, mm-hmm. and they're saying landslide. So I'm a little confused. How is it that these polls are going to tighten significantly? Could it be that they're going to adjust to more legitimate turnout models? That's what I think.
Yeah, well, they're doing everything they can to put their thumb on the scale, Coach, clearly. I mean, this is all orchestrated. What came out with WikiLeaks, you know, of course, the Democrats are just so aghast that this is stolen information. Well, whether it's stolen or however we accessed it, is it true?
Yeah, so much of what they use is stolen, and actually, it's the seriousness of the charge, not the whether or not it's true. But in this case, it is true. And how's this for truth? The Project Veritas videos have now actually pulled their way into the consciousness of the New York Times because they did a story, which is pretty fair today, wow. on the Project Veritas tapes. So that dam is breaking, and there's going to be more to come. Don't forget, O'Keefe says he has enough to drop one a day all the way to Election Day, and the WikiLeaks people, Assange, made fools out of...
Well, if he can get an internet connection, you know, maybe we can get a little bit more of that. Although you heard about the East at in the eastern part of the country, northeast mostly, we got a little bit of problem here with the internet. There's been some interruption going on.
Well, Twitter went down.
Yes. Well, Twitter, others went down. There was you know, quite an impact here that they took a hit, and so somebody's messing around with the program here.
That's just another reason why Obama was so wrong and the Republicans were so wrong in rolling over and allowing him to give up control of the Internet.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and again, I'm still aghast over that, Coach. I'm still spitting nickels on that whole deal. I mean, he gave away trillions of dollars of the people's money for what? I mean, this belonged to we the people. What right did he have to give that away?
Well, then what right did I have to do anything? These are... A cabal of gangsters that are running the government, and they are aided and abetted by enablers like the Republicans and the media.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, you know, here it is. It's clear what's going on. I mean, the curtain has been pulled back and has exposed the Democratic Party. In spite of what the media would say and how they would try to obfuscate this, I mean, they attacked immediately. I mean, they're so conditioned and it's so obvious. You knew as soon as they came, as James O'Keefe came out with the information, they were going to attack him. And they tried to invalidate him and discredit him right away, which is what the Democrats do. And, you know, and amazing whenever the Republicans would do that, you know, it's like, oh, how dare you? But, you know, the Democrats this time really got their hands in the cookie jar with crumbs all over the face, whether it had to do over this O'Keefe deal or even the Donna Brazile thing, which I got to tell you, Coach, I'm really disappointed in Donna Brazile. You know, and this whole thing in terms of what Trump has been talking about, that he says has been rigged. I mean, you have to think in the context of what Trump is saying and how this has been rigged, whether it is AP 2 days early saying, hey, we just recounted all the candidates and Hillary won, so the party's over. So, you know, 2 days before California and I think five other states were voting in their primary, they just took all the gas out. And, you know, at that point, Bernie was, you know, within 1-2 points of Hillary. And, of course, the count after that, I think he ended up losing, like, by 13-14%.
Yeah, well, they the AP and all the rest of them have been identified as collaborators and enablers of the Democrats. So, you know.
And then they claim some sort of exception because they think the Russians are involved in tampering. You guys are tampering three ways to Sunday, and you're worried about the Russians? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's what they think is plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
But the crushing weight of all of this is gonna push them down and down and down. You know, really, I don't think that she did herself any good the other night at the third debate.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, Trump did himself a lot of good, regardless of what the media is saying. I watched the video of him speaking at the Al Smith Charities Dinner, and he was terrific. And of course, there was moans and groans that were overblown and overreported.
Look who was there in the audience. My goodness. I mean, are you kidding me? And again, talk about disappointment, Coach. Liberal Catholicism, for some reason, for me, I just was raised maybe just too much as a conservative Catholic. So it's an oxymoron, and it grieves me to think that, you know, as one Archbishop of Kansas City, in referring to Tim Kaine, said he was a cafeteria Catholic.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, listen. Subtle messages that went out last night that will not be missed by the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a live former president who is reputedly in good enough health to have showed up and was not there. Plus, he only lives about 50 miles away. Okay, and that's what they mm-hmm. say. He was not invited.
Right.
And what also came out is that Cardinal Dolan has asked Hillary Clinton for an apology.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Rather subtle, but it was there, right?
Yeah, and I think that Dolan laid a trap for her because he asked her for the apology on the day of the event. So it was too late for her to make a U-turn and go. And plus, I think that the speechwriters for Hillary got completely blindsided. They had no idea that Trump was going to savage her. And you watch her. Nobody is saying that she said anything because she didn't say anything.
Mm.
It was tap. It was zero. And they lost a big chance to make progress. Trump got a chance to say everything about her anti-Catholic views that he could not say Wednesday night without...
Exactly. Coach, got to go to break. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. More from the coach on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. Autumn is upon us, and for many that means cozy sweaters, evenings by the fire, and rich, indulgent meals. But with the holidays approaching, who has time to prepare a homemade meal from scratch every night? Even for those of us who love to cook for our families, sometimes it just doesn't happen. There simply aren't enough hours in the day, especially as the days grow shorter. So if you're looking for a perfect time saver in the kitchen, Marie Callender's pot pies are the perfect addition to any kitchen. The flaky golden crust never fails to please. And not only is it a comfort dish for the whole family, but for you too, because you can rest assured that it's made with nothing but the best premium ingredients. Look for family-sized chicken pot pies and single-serve turkey pot pies from Marie Callender's in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. For more information, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lies, lies, you're listening to Bill Martinez live.
The slogan of my campaign is Stronger Together. Because I think if we work together, if we overcome the divisiveness that sometimes sets Americans against one another, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Who do you think you are, girl?
Materials very seriously and always have. So I am very committed to taking classified information seriously. I want to appoint Supreme Court justices who understand the way the world really works. I want a Supreme Court that will stick with Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose, and I want a Supreme Court that will stick with marriage equality.
Believe me, she has tremendous hate in her heart. And when she said deplorables, she meant it. And when she said irredeemable, they're irredeemable. You didn't mention that. But when she said they're irredeemable, to me that might have been even worse. I'm looking for judges, and I've actually picked 20 of them. People that will respect the Constitution of the United States. And I think that this is so important. Also, the Second Amendment, which is totally under siege by people like Hillary Clinton. They'll respect the Second Amendment and what it stands for, what it represents. It's so important to me.
One woman wrote me about her son, Felix. She adopted him from Ethiopia when he was a toddler. He's 10 years old now. This is the only country he's ever known. And he listens to Donald on TV, and he said to his mother one day, will he send me back to Ethiopia if he gets elected? And there's a lot of fear. In fact, teachers and parents are calling it the Trump effect. Bullying is up. A lot of people are feeling, you know, uneasy. A lot of kids are expressing their concerns.
I can't believe a word you say. Lies, lies.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, bullying is up, and Democrats have hired people to increase the bullying, coach. You know, and I love the statement too from this. I mean, it is so ripe. All these, you know, all these audio tracks from Hillary and her comments when she talks about hiring or appointing Supreme Court justices that will consider how the world really works. Did you know the world was working, coach? you know, that it is working so well. We want those kind of judges to keep up that great work that has impacted not only the United States, but the entire world, because they know so much better, right? Gosh, Coach Kevin Collins is with us. And Coach, before we get into our next topic, which is voter fraud, I do want to congratulate you on the book. It continues to do well. And if you do not have your copy, you need to get your copy and make sure you're an educated voter. You understand some history. I mean, this is stuff that you missed out. They're really not even teaching in the schools today. It's just how the Democrats have rewritten history.
Well, just today, I was able to pull out an excerpt from the book and put it up on Free Republic, dealing with the fact that Democrat voter fraud is nothing new.
Yes.
We have seen this at least back as far as 1876, mm-hmm. when the Democrats tried to steal the election by bribing a electoral college delegates, and they were caught. And the funny thing is that the Democrats actually thought that they would bluff their way through with a committee investigating Republican fraud. And
yeah.
They got called on it, and they got destroyed in the media and had to walk away with their tail between their legs and a confession from the evildoers.
Yeah. God forbid they would walk away with their tail tugged between their legs behind some bars. Because, you know, it's the interesting thing about all this, Coach, the old saying about pointing a finger, you know, pointing one finger out, having three coming back your way. I mean, here it is, the audacity, the hypocrisy of Democrats, and this is why a lot of Democrats are abandoning their party, because they just can't put up with this anymore.
You remind me of two pieces of good news. Mm. There is a Democrat poll worker that it took 4 years, but the timing is right. It's perfect. She's just been sentenced to 5 years in prison for voter fraud. And there is that snarky little snot nose down in Virginia, that the college kid that thought it would be cute to register dead people to vote, now under investigation. Now, let me explain what's happening there.
Well, wait a minute, real quick, just sidebar real fast. I like Newt Gingrich's comment about the people who die and come back to vote. It's Republicans who are, I guess, becoming born again, but they rise from the dead and they suddenly vote Democrat.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
I think it's quite interesting that this is what happens, you know, when you're a Republican, that you're going to come back and vote Democrat.
There's four of them, four dead people I know, ever come back and vote Democrat. And that's the four men who were killed at Benghazi.
Yes, wow,
vote Democrat.
No,
well, look,
no.
Voter fraud. Okay, let's talk about voter fraud quickly. Voter fraud, for the most part, is perpetrated by little fish, little people who get little benefit that they think is worth the trouble. Okay? But you have an inverse ratio. So let's take that thug that the Project Veritas caught on video talking so smugly and so proudly about voter fraud.
It's like Jonathan Gruber, you know, talking about Obamacare, you know, so it's crazy. But yeah, go ahead.
Calling Trump a liar because he mentioned it. Anyway, this guy has much to gain and very little exposure to danger. Mm-hmm. Now, as you go down the ladder, you get to a point where people a couple of rungs below him have less to gain and more to fear. And when you get down at the bottom, those people have almost nothing to gain.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought nothing to fear, but believe me, stories like the woman in Ohio and the kid in Virginia get to the right ears. The right people hear them. Mm-hmm. They need little people to do these voter frauds, and this is going to spoil the party for the little people.
Well, you know, and the thing amazing about this, whether it's Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, you know, he's gone around, you know, just absolutely just adamant about there is no voter fraud that's taken place whatsoever. I still maintain when you look at the 58, 59 voting districts there in Pennsylvania that voted 100% for Barack Obama. How does that happen? I mean, you know, you can't reasonably question that kind of stuff. And I think there were 13 districts in Illinois. And even O'Reilly goes, well, you know, it's the president's hometown, you know, come on. You can't even get Americans to agree that the sky is blue. How are you going to get them to go 100% for any one person? That is impossible. And, oh, yeah, let's not even talk about the Black Panthers sitting outside a polling place, which Eric Holder decided to do nothing about. But yet he's, you know, he wants to be so protective and on guard and the Democrats about voter suppression. And yet, you know, it's like voter suppression if it happens to be on the Republican side, but God forbid it would be anything on the Democrats, right?
Well, yeah, and let's take what Holder said one further. Not only did he say he wasn't going to do anything about it, he said he was not going to do anything about these charges against people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. Now, this turns the world upside down in terms of the original intent and purpose for the very agency that he headed was the Department of Justice was established by Ulysses Grant when he was the president, because Grant was up to his eyeballs with the terrible, terrible conduct of the Democrat Ku Klux Klan in the South against the recently freed slaves. They were murdering, raping, burning them out, and there was a Republican president that established the Department of Justice.
Now, Black America doesn't hear that, though, Coach.
Well, of course, because they go to public schools and they have liars up at the front of their apparatchiks. They're
yes.
not... Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, America, this is what it comes down to. You've got to be informed. You've got to know what's going on. This is why I recommend, even as just a mere basis, get your hands on Coach's book. Read this. I will warn you. It needs to come with a warning, Coach, by the way, that this book will be thrown across the room several times to make sure that you don't point it in the direction of something that could get broken or injured in the process. Because you realize how much we've been lied to, and but there has to be an awakening. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need to be aware that we have been treated like a bunch of mushrooms, as they say, kept in the dark and fed you know what, and we are minions to them. The elites are in control, but if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to take this country back, don't we, Coach?
Oh, absolutely, and if we don't, we will be living in a gray, faceless, Soviet-style life for generations to come.
Well, I got to tell you, my European friends are disdained. They just cannot believe the trajectory that America is on. The very thing that they're running away from is the very thing America is running to, and not to get rid of it, but to embrace it. And they just cannot believe it. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Coach, thank you so much. Have yourself a great day.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.